Damn, internet, you scary.
We appreciate you for joining us from the back. Oh, yeah. Where the hell are you, man?
You're in a Swiss jail. Yes.
No, that's them supervillain jails. Like, that's where they kept Magneto. That's how they keep, like,
it's all your plastic and acrylic.
I got nothing but chess pieces. It's just me.
Your warden is a wizard.
Oh, Batman, I'll get you.
Just plotting all day.
Well, first of all, man, like Pat said, thank you for coming on, and it's good to see you again. Shout out to the Scary Squad watching it at home, and shout out to everybody that's going to see this actually on Thursday on our actual post day, man. Last week, we had so many topics, and we got through none of them because we were talking all about DreamCon. And we'll make a little space for that if you want to, you know, give your take on it, and you had something that you wanted to throw out and mention. You were a star, man. Like, you Malcolm is the most anti-celebrity I've ever met in my life.
For real.
It sometimes it's frustrating because it's like he doesn't acknowledge that he's a well-known name. And so when people be like, "Oh my God, are you that one guy?" He's like, I don't know which guy. I am a guy.
And he'd be like, meeting you was confusing. I was like, "Oh wow, I just saw you on The Boys." He was like, "Yeah, I guess it's slow." Like, you always like put me down. I'd be like, "Oh my God, congrats on this, man! Hollywood isn't the same." Like, God damn it.
He makes you feel bad for being a fan of his work, and it's almost like the weirdest thing. But it's actually genius. I've seen this work so many times, especially with women, right? Women will say something to Malcolm. They'll be like, "Oh my God, you on the one show?" He was like, "Yeah, I guess if you have a TV, you might have seen me." Like, if I have a TV, of course I have a TV. He was like, "Oh, when didn't you probably see me?" He's like, "Oh, you done?" It's almost like he shits on them until liking him. Like, they have, I've seen it works best on, I guess, women who didn't grow up with their dad, because the way he talks to them, it's almost like, it's crazy. He's a mastermind. You are a villain. Damn, it just hit me. You are.
I tell you this, Luke. Y'all see me in public, and I'm full of shit, man. And so what it is, it's the easiest way to like just move on. Like, if I see somebody and they like want to talk, I'm like not a talker to like strangers. So I just act extra high. Like, no matter how high I am, I'm just like, "Oh, for real? All right, no doubt." I just walk. I don't want no more conversation.
But that's a basic humble method. That's a basic humble method, is like downplaying what you're doing so that people don't feel like you're all high and mighty. I'll be like, "That's a huge show," and you'll be like, "I hate being on set."
Being famous is the worst.
First off, I need to respect y'all game. I didn't realize how famous y'all were. Because I went to DreamCon, and we could not move without everybody stopping both of you guys. I was like, "Do these guys, are they on stuff that I don't know?" I was like, "I guess the internet is
internet,
a popular."
Yeah. It's pretty popular.
See, you weren't lying when you said you're an asshole. Because
everybody's like, "I'm here." I'm holding y'all fucking coats and shit. I'm like, "Oh." Like, that's why I can't get too arrogant, because I'm holding y'all jackets at DreamCon.
Listen, man.
Like, y'all just like, "Hey, holding my Pokemon ball or whatever. I got to take this picture."
Yeah, you got to know your audience. There are certain places where, especially cons, where YouTube is more powerful than any of the other streaming sites. So when it comes to, like, a DreamCon, when everybody's on either YouTube, Twitch, or something like that, like, yeah, you Marvel niggas don't stand a chance with us, dog.
I am somewhere in between. I want to say YouTube and Marvel, and it was funny.
Everybody in the world is between YouTube and Marvel.
Yeah, that's where I am. It's so funny. I'm so old. I'm like trying to get into this internet stuff you guys are talking about.
Well, that's the first step. Stop saying internet stuff. That's the old part.
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it.
You don't have to put quotations for words. You have to be like, you know,
internet, you know, is the real. Internet's real.
Right. It's not a bit. Right.
You guys are on the internet or whatever, right? And then I go to the YouTube room, right? It's this exclusive room where I don't recognize anyone. I'm just sitting there. Like, what are you fucking whippersnappers up to? What are you doing in this room? I was like, I'm going to get these free snacks, though.
And lamb chops. We were talking.
With them lamb chops. Lamb chops was busting.
A star of the con. And them sliders. That food was crazy, but I didn't like how thirsty niggas were for it. Like, I felt like animals. You saw how they were waiting? They were waiting for the people to come out the back with some new ones. Like, I was just like, all right, y'all, you animals.
Yeah,
dude, I kept scheduling times to go back to the YouTube room just so I could get some lamb chops.
Yeah, I was trying. I was all on that. I was all over that. I went back
a couple times. They did not repeat services.
No,
they learned from that first day because I think
you niggas really hungry, huh? Like, yes.
I was like, man, I'm not here to see so and so reacts. I'm here for these lamb chops.
They were amazing. They were amazing. All right. Well, why we got some free time, man? Did you guys ever see the alternate ending to I Am Legend?
I've only read about it.
Yeah, you showed it before the show started.
Well, he showed a little bit of it. This was the setup.
This was the setup. Why do you like ruining things? You are literally the Joker personified. You just want to watch the world burn up.
That was great timing. First of all, what the fuck pose is this? I am the first person in my family history to see anybody pose like my tie. Look at my tie. Like, what the fuck is this? What did the photographer tell you to do? Oh, my tie. Anybody want a my tie? Why did you pose like that? That was like a Willem Dafoe pose.
That was a perfect explanation of it, too. He's like a black Willem Dafoe. He's like that weird that you kind of want to see more of, but you like something about this guy.
I was very proud of that pose. It was one of my first photo shoots as an adult man.
First photo shoot energy.
I was like, what are you doing? Ties, right? Am I crazy here?
I've never seen a nigga hold his own tie like this. Like an offering.
Here's the thing. When you're doing a photo shoot, you do like, you're there for hours.
Can we see it again?
you're there for hours trying to figure
out. Please can we see it? Because I missed it the first time and I want to get in on these giggles. I think I was adjusting my camera and I missed it. I was on screen. Please
try and do different. You try and do different things.
Don't
you know what I mean?
Just pull it back up. Don't pull
it up.
I just want to see.
It's up. You can't see it?
No, I can't see it.
I'm gonna text.
Oh, you gotta put your. Yeah. You gotta text.
I'm on the app. I'm on the app.
Oh, okay. Well, this is good to have in our group chat anyway.
Oh yeah, this is
fantastic. I'm not even in the group chat.
No, we're gonna send it to the one with Brennan too, so he has it too.
This is a solid picture. Y'all can talk whatever snap stuff y'all want.
Talk whatever snap.
I don't know.
Out here talking snap. You little whippersnappers all here talking snap about me. God damn it.
I can't see this, but I'm so glad I see it now. What are you thinking?
It's crazy.
You animal. What is wrong?
That's it's a like great pose.
It's like stand-ups that do the mic to the head. Like, yeah. Here, you've done that. I know you've done that. I just can't prove it.
A note
to hear has one. I can't prove it.
Now I have one where I'm holding the mic and it's just kind of falling flaccidly, but I don't have it in the head.
Tahir's pictures are all hand-based. They're all like
hand-based. Oh, he does do that.
Yeah.
Here's the photo.
Yeah, he's like, the camera's right there, y'all. Yeah, there's a lot of this.
It is a lot of that.
Posing for a photo is hard, man. I don't know why. There's so many things that goes through your head.
It's going to stay like that, and it never looks the way you want it to look. I never look the way I do in my head. I'm always like, who is that man? Like, I don't know who that is.
We don't picture ourselves still.
I didn't know what I was going to look like doing Ty Sayers when I were capturing that video because somebody was capturing it while he was sitting down. Now, if they had been at eye level, it would have been a lot better. But that footage, and Hippie, when you get to say, you can go ahead and pull it up. I look thick and sick at the same time. And that's the part that
sick. You looked, and for those who don't know, you're dressed as a Ruby Rod. Yeah. And it was a dangerous costume to be sitting
down. It was dangerous. That was a good adjective for it. It was risky biz.
If I sat down in front of you while you were standing, I'd have to put up an LGBTQ.
I thought that's what you were.
There we go.
Okay, so the funniest thing is that you think if this nigga stood up, this would change for us. if the camera stood up. I didn't know Max did it.
Oh.
Well, you thought it was the angle. You thought it was the angle that was...
It looks like a body bag.
It's not cutting you off in any way.
I was talking to my lady the other day, and she was saying, I'm cut low. You know how Kev is cut high?
No.
Kev's butt starts right under his shoulder blades. Right? Kev's butt starts like right here.
You know Kev's cut high. What does that mean?
He's cut high. That means he has a high. He has a high
seat. I don't know where his butt starts at all.
It starts right. I've been on tour with him while he's getting up from a seat or the airplane. That ass starts right under the shoulder blade. Mine.
He has no torso? Is it a torso thing?
Nah, it's none. It's like somebody snatched it back and they stitched it together.
Your camera zoomed in when you did that. That was crazy.
Yeah. Your butt does start right above your shins.
Yeah.
Before the split of the legs.
That's why I never really got into the sagging thing because it just looked ridiculous. Like my belly button would be out, but my ass crack still wasn't showing. So I was just
But your tramp stamp was also highlighted whenever you do that too. You know what I mean? Like you get both guns.
You know what I mean? I'm going in. You know what I mean?
Come on now. Watch out there. Now we're cooking. Pull on up. Move a little over. Old Nigga Sands by Malcolm Barrett.
Congrats to going viral too. Y'all sitting at 500,000 with that other video.
Oh, the
How to Nerd, yeah. Bank,
huh? Yeah, that was insane.
Hey, it's so cool to go viral with something that had nothing to do with you. These two.
You were in the first shot though, you know?
I'm in the shot. It looked like I really saw what was coming, and I was really the last person to notice.
What's going on, you guys? This episode is sponsored by Kickoff. Now, we are officially in the second half of the year. I don't know what happened, but this is usually the part where you remember all of the financial goals that you set back in January. Maybe you wanted to save more. Maybe you wanted to get ready for a car, a home, an apartment, or just feel more in control of your money. And if better credit was on that list, it is not too late, okay? Kickoff is the number one credit building app in the App Store, and plans start at just $5 a month. No credit check, no hidden fees, no interest. Now, if you're like me, you know, a lot of us didn't really learn how important credit was until we actually needed it. They should have been taught us this in school. But, you know, by the time you actually figure that out, it feels overwhelming and you don't even know where to start. But Kickoff is here to help because they build credit by focusing on key factors that matter, okay? Your Kickoff account can help diversify your credit mix. Each on-time monthly payment builds payment history. And because the monthly payments are small, it can help keep credit utilization healthier. Now, users with credit under 600 grow an average of 86 points just by paying on time. Kickoff also has rent reporting, so you can build credit with the rent that you already pay. Every positive on-time rent payment gets reported to help boost your credit. And it's simple to get started. You can sign up in minutes from your phone, you can set up auto pay, and you can start building credit immediately for just $1 on your first month. Why would you not do that? So with over 1 million users and hundreds of thousands of positive reviews, there is a reason that Kickoff is the number one credit builder on the App Store. So start building your credit with Kickoff today and get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/DIYS today. That's Kickoff without the C. So KIKOFF.com/DIYS. Now, you must sign up via getkickoff.com/DIYS to activate this offer. Offer applies to the new Kickoff customers first month only, subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first year score impact of plus 86 points between August 2024 and August 2025 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary.
This is teen slang from 1954. Okay. And Pat, I know me and you have never heard this, but I feel like Malcolm might be familiar with some of these right here.
This is his heyday.
Penalized for living. Okay. Yeah,
this is.
What?
Cool Jonah. That means a well-dressed kid. Cool okay. Jonah over there. George was an acronym. Well, not an acronym. A synonym for money. Like, man, he got a lot of George on him.
Pockets full of George. This is white culture, guys. This is what happens when there's nothing to steal from. This is what they come up with. Well, that's a cool Jonah. Like that would never catch him.
Better come up with that George.
You said a foo fad. You said a foo fad. That means you said a bad word.
Okay. This is awful.
Yeah.
I dig you caught on. Okay.
Ben had means great calamity has struck.
I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
It's not bullshit.
Some bullshit has happened. Some bullshit has happened.
Calamity means bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this one.
Basically. Oh, a double bubble?
Double bubble. Cute girl. Like, man. Not a lot of double bubbles over there.
That sounds like booty.
Yeah.
I would call a girl, but I'd be like, she got a double bubble. I'd say that.
Teacher ruined me. That sounds very specific to a trauma. What does that mean? I got shot. The teacher ruined me.
Yeah, I don't even know how that works. Hot spook.
Yeah,
was a good kid. Yeah, that one. And did you see the bad dad from Baghdad? A guy who thinks he's tough.
Bad dad from. You must be a bad dad from Baghdad.
Oh, well, look at this bad dad from Baghdad.
These people needed niggas. That's what the only thing that caught on was I dig that. That was absolutely niggas.
Yo, saying that they needed niggas because all their slang was trash is hilarious. Smooth Sam. That's a smoothie right there. You know what I mean? Smooth cat right there. Let's flee to the flicks. Let's go to the movies.
Wait, now the Smooth Sam, does it mean literally a smoothie though? Like that you drink?
I don't know. Because I didn't think smoothies were out back then.
Wait, when did smoothies drop?
When do you think smoothies just came about?
I mean, I feel like malts and milkshakes were, but I don't feel like niggas was really caring about health and doing smoothies back in the day.
That was only the '50s. When did smoothies come out? Oh, okay. Early 1930s.
Oh.
But it became wildly popular in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. So you all okay. Five, 7 decades.
Okay.
Well, you're drinking on that Smooth Sam.
Drinking on that one of them Smooth Sams with a double bubble.
Icy Smooth Sam. That's crazy.
That's great. All right, well, let's jump into some of these topics that we got, man.
Let's do it.
Ravens, didn't know if you guys know this. Ravens memorize where wolves will make their kills. They're already be in the area. So instead of simply following wolves to find food, the birds seem to already know where wolf kills were most likely to happen. Ravens seem to build a mental map of where kills tend to cluster and check those spots repeatedly, sometimes flying up to 155 kilometers in one single day to get there. They also favor wolf kills over cougar kills, likely because wolves hunt in open packs and leave exposed carcasses, while solitary cougars often hide theirs.
How the fuck do they know this?
Solitary cougars.
Crows are infamous for their memories. They will
same
like
ravens, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, wait, no. Now I'm about to be educated. What's the difference between a crow and a raven?
Ravens are bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got nothing else to add to the conversation.
No, but you are right. Like crows, yeah. they hold grudges and they can like remember you years later and attack you.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a guy who used crows. He befriended a crow to help
steal
fight
money?
Hawks. That oh. was fight hawks. That was, it was this guy on a farm, and he had these chickens, and these hawks were attacking him. And he started feeding these crows or whatever they were, and then they helped defend him against these hawks because they were like, "That's our boy. That's Teddy. We can't. We ride."
It was a Pokemon trainer. I think it was fighting crows and hawks. That's crazy. Shit.
That sounds fun. That's crazy as hell. I would love to have a pack. What would you rather have? A pack of ravens following you everywhere you went, or be able to control snakes, like a small pack of snakes?
Damn.
I'm going with crows.
Is it just because of the flying?
I think because they fly, and also they're generally smarter. From what little I know, like they problem solve and do sorts of things. So I feel like that would be cool. Snakes, I feel like I can hold a snake now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I don't need that much training.
But here's the thing.
I feel like I know three meters with snakes.
But this is what I'm saying. Like in this scenario, you can control them. So you got like 10 ravens that follow you. You can give them commands. So you got 10 snakes that are just following you. And you can like pick the snakes up and throw them at your enemy.
Nah, I'm going with
what enemies? I feel like I also feel like the correlation with snakes is kind of evil. So if you were walking around with snakes, people would just assume you were like a villainous or like a bad person. Probably the same with ravens too.
I was just gonna say, nigga, if you walk into a grocery store and you got 10 ravens flying above you or just sitting on shit and watching your every move, they don't know something up with you too.
But who are you approaching? The nigga with 10 snakes behind him that's following him and talking to snakes like damn Voldemort, or the Mr. like Crow Man? You know, they're both scary, but I would probably approach the Crow Man.
I mean, you can approach him if you want to. Every time you try to talk, you're like, they won't even let you get nothing off though.
The problem is I can't see a single use for either situation. Like I was thinking like, oh, the crows fly. They can go somewhere and give me information. What scenario is that? What fucking? I don't have no idea why I would use this. Unless they can all pick me up.
That'd be kind of cool to pick you up. Be kind of cool.
10 ravens can't carry me.
I mean, here's the thing.
Malcolm, if you're muted.
Yeah, you muted. This old ass nigga don't know how to work technology.
He was like,
still don't know what he's doing either. Look at him. Just we can't hear a goddamn thing.
He's not muted, but we can't hear him.
Are you just doing that?
Yes. Turn the Matlock down.
Wait, go out and come back in. You're not muted, but we
he's
can't
just
hear
doing
you.
It.
That fucking yeah, Motorola for once.
Shall Jesus I kick God. You out?
He got Look, kicked
we're
out.
We're gonna replace Malcolm until Malcolm gets back. Hopefully, this one's screen.
Let's talk to him.
talk to him.
To my time.
Malcolm, oh, here he goes. Hold on, let me remove this one and add this
Mr. Maitai.
Okay, let's try it again. What the fuck happened? What did you do?
He said, I don't know.
Do you have a Yeti? If you have a Yeti, this button is usually mute if it's blinking.
No, he's not. He doesn't care that much about it. He's not a streamer like that. We use an iPad.
This thing is multiplying. The most Malcolms we've ever seen at once.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick you out twice and then come back in. Hold on. Oh, dang, I kicked the picture with the other one.
He's snapping.
Now what if he is such an evil genius? Like all of that was fake. Like
that's what I was originally thinking.
He's a type to do that. That's why you gotta be very careful with him. You give him sympathy, empathy, and you find out it was all a joke.
I thought that first before an actual technical issue.
because he's an asshole. It's not above him, is what I'm trying to say. But while he's gone, we're going to jump into one more story before he gets back.
What up, guys? This episode is brought to you by Storyblocks. Now, if you create content, you already know that half the job is not just making the thing. It's finding the right footage, the right music, the right sound effect, the right image, the right template, and somehow doing all of that without losing half of your day. And this is why Storyblocks is essential for creators. Storyblocks is an 100% human-made stock media library with millions of professionally curated assets, including footage, music, sound effects, templates, and images. Everything is pre-licensed and ready to use under one subscription. Now, for me, Storyblocks is one of those tools that saves real time when I'm working on one of my many, many projects. I do travel shows, I do podcasts, and it's really, really hard to get stock footage, and this AI slop is getting out of control. So I've been using Storyblocks, and to be honest, you guys know I just had my page taken. You don't even want to deal with copyright laws and stuff. So Storyblocks is that one-stop shop for, you know, podcast clips, YouTube edits, social videos, for graphics, trailers, promos. You could use it for anything. Now, instead of hunting all over the internet, I can find assets that are ready to use. I can test different options and keep the edit moving. And every asset in the library is made by a professional filmmaker or artist, never AI generated. That matters because it means you're using human-made work, and every download directly supports a real working artist. It's very, very important nowadays. Now, Storyblocks has unlimited downloads under one subscription, thousands of customizable templates for your favorite editing platforms, and a plugin that lets you search and download assets directly inside Premiere Pro and After Effects. It is built to help creators move faster without sacrificing quality. So head over to storyblocks.com/DIYS to access the human-made stock media library that's essential to my workflow. For a limited time, they're offering 15% off any annual plan, and that discount is only available through my link, okay? So again, that's storyblocks.com/DIYS for 15% off annual plans. Thank you to Storyblocks for sponsoring this podcast.
So we talked, I think, a couple weeks ago, and I was telling you how lunch meat is $10. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
That was that double bubble.
Whatever you do, just sit back, just put your hands on your lap. Sit on your hands. All right, because whatever you did, text.
I sent one text.
That's all. Don't do it no more.
All right. Just
don't do it no
more. On the phone you're on, recording on?
No, on my fucking, it doesn't matter. It's on the
phone. You're right. It doesn't.
So I went to a writer's retreat a couple weeks ago, and I told them I would grab some of the groceries. I grabbed some lunch meat. Lunch meat was $10. And I was like, this is outrageous, man. We got to figure out something about these prices. Well, now there is lab-grown salmon being sold and served in restaurants.
Oh, already?
Lab-grown salmon has been approved for human consumption and is already being served in parts of the U.S. It's made by taking cells from a living salmon, growing them in large bioreactors, then harvesting the cells and combining them with other ingredients to create salmon fillets. It's currently being served in cities like San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Washington, D.C., often labeled as cultivated salmon or wild type salmon.
Wild type.
States have banned the sale of lab-grown meat and seafood, Florida, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Montana, Indiana, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Mississippi and Alabama surprises me, but how do you guys feel about this?
I want to know why they were banned. Like, what about it was not okay that they were banned in those states? Because I don't know enough about it. For me, it's like, if it tastes the same, I kind of don't care, you know, like they grow these fish naturally and kill them anyway. So if you can just grow a fillet and it tastes the exact same, I don't mind, but it is kind of weird.
I can tell you they've had this for over a decade now, at least they've been doing this. I only know this because there was an episode of Better Off Ted, a show that I had, where we did an episode about lab grown meat. And that was like 12 years ago or something like that.
Damn.
But that was penises on that episode, right?
Lab-grown meat.
you know, I take my career very seriously to here. You'd have done a great.
Shut the fuck, shut great the fuck up, Malcolm. My, okay, just shut up.
Yeah, we had lab grown meat for years now. I mean,
yeah, but it's just not becoming, or it's just not being publicized that it's being sold for human consumption.
Yeah, people aren't. It's not like in the stores. I guess I don't fucking know. I was gonna, but then I didn't.
I want to know if the nutritional value is the same or similar, right? Because that's another thing. Like, if you're on a protein diet and you're eating lab grown salmon, is that even adding to your protein intake? Like, aside from it tasting similar, like, I want to know the health benefits. And I feel like it's too early for us to know what the side effects or long-term effects will be from lab-grown meat. But as you said, man, they've been doing it for the last 10, 12 years, and maybe they have done at least a 10-year test. But that's the stuff that concerns me, because everything now that we're currently using evidently causes cancer. So what makes us believe that this salmon won't do the exact same thing?
The fake fish?
Also, I got to imagine, I'm just to take the opposite side of it. I got to imagine, you know, astronauts are not eating like fillets. Do you know what I mean? So I'm guessing they're getting their protein, you know, the freeze-dried ice cream comes from the whole astronaut thing. So I would imagine they're eating some version of that in space already.
Like supplements.
But I thought the stuff was just dehydrated for the most part in space. Pat, remember when you came to that show with me at Astronaut City?
Yeah.
The one we did, and like the vending machine had all astronaut food in it. So you can actually buy the food that the astronauts eat. Like, they add water to it, and it had the heat pack. You put it on there, and it'd cook it. They had the pasta one. I think they had the mashed potatoes. They had a couple things. It does sound awful, but I should have bought some, because I was curious to see what the flavor actually is in one of those types of packets. It's kind of like the same thing the Army does, though, right? I would imagine. Everybody just kind of left me.
I thought space was specific to the conditions in space, but I think army does have some type of rations, right? Like
I think the heated ones. Exact same thing that the army uses, because most of the time
MRIs.
The food is able to be prepared within the contents of that packet.
MRE.
So you don't have to worry about cooking anything. That's the whole purpose of it. So it's meals on the go type shit.
Okay. Well, I feel like the first thing we try to figure out is, like, is it healthy? Like, is it good for us, period? And the flavor. But if you guys found out that, like, it was even better, since it is lab grown, they can add like more proteins. It's actually better for you. Like, everything that was good about you in fish, they were able to amplify it. Does that change y'all opinion on it? Because now it's like better.
I just want to.
You said what?
Contains real animal cells, providing a similar profile of protein, vitamins, and minerals as farm raised. See, a similar profile.
That's
white people wording for, like, it's kind of like. You know what I mean? Like, that's the corporate way of saying that.
Byproduct. Now,
yeah, to answer your question, Pat, like, it's hard to have an argument to stand on when you've done diabolical shit like eat ass and suck toes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if they've ever brought up any of my old text messages, I'm like, you're out here complaining about protein intake and you eat ass?
It's not lab grown ass, though.
the lab grown ass you don't get pink eye from. You've had 3 instances, my boy. I'm like, all right, you know what? I retract my statements. I apologize.
You're doing cocaine and eating ass. You worried about this protein? You worried about supplements?
Yeah,
but it would be cool if they could create a protein for you that has all the nutrients that you needed, right? And you just have that on subscription, and it gets sent to your house every 2 weeks, and you literally cook that, and you can season it to taste whatever. It can taste like barbecue if you want to. You can put poultry seasoning on it, put steak seasoning on it. You could put fish seasoning on it. Like, would y'all subscribe to something like that? This mystery meat that has all the protein and vitamins and minerals that you need, and you season it to taste like whatever you want. Would y'all do that?
I just love that Tahir always has food innovations. So he's thinking outside the meal.
thinking outside the plate.
really think outside the plate.
Yeah, you gotta think outside the fridge.
You gotta think outside the kitchen. You know what I mean? All the other stuff. I don't know. I think I would. I think my main concern is that, is it like poisonous because we're doing it, you know? But them growing it in a farm or growing it in a lab, if it's health wise the same, better for the animals, I guess.
Yeah. No, it really is. I mean, and it also potentially better for the environment, because you know the methane that cows put out, it really be fucking up the ozone. Like it's standing that bitch out. That in conjunction with the cars and the pollution from these power plants, like, you know, saying we can cut out something, then I ain't gonna hold you. Now, lab grown beef patty that still tastes like that bitch came from, you know, one of my favorite burger places, and it don't have any long term effect. Oh man, sign me the fuck up, man. I don't know why the fish seems a little different for me, but some lab grown patties, and it's like real beef, and I still get the protein. Oh man, yes, sign me up yesterday.
Absolutely. I realize I don't really care about animals as much as I thought, because I don't know if you guys know about foie gras and how that's made.
What is
that? Is that Falcon Legon? That the cartoon?
Foie gras is basically duck liver, right? But the way that they make it is. And it's so tasty. It's the tastiest thing I've ever had in my life. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah. And I found out that. Yeah. And I found out the way that they make it is by like overfeeding a duck. Like they basically like shove a tube and feed them until it basically bursts. And I remember when I found that out, I had foie gras four more times. And then.
Distended livers up to 10 times their normal size. Wow.
Yeah.
If you're told that and you still eat it, yeah, that's pretty villainous. You don't give a damn.
Is. I'm thinking about how big a jump was.
I want you to taste it first before you discover how much of a villain we all are. Yeah. Okay.
I want to taste that duck, because that's probably some of the most succulent, crispy duck that you could get. Like if they take out the liver, but then they sell the carcass to the Chinese spot, and they make it into that crispy duck. Hey, that's hey, nigga.
You guys like duck?
I don't like duck.
Oh my god, this is awful.
Sorry,
Malcolm. That's crazy.
And my defense is tasty. So good.
That's so horrible.
Defense. What if Jeffrey Dahmer's defense attorney had used that as his excuse?
Let me tell you this. That's so sad.
Man, I can't even really see it. That's cool. What if you found out? Okay, real question. What if you found out humans tasted so good?
I weirdly had this conversation today. I weirdly had this. It was on another podcast, but still.
What time are you motherfuckers on right now? Because this is weird.
To be fair, I was on the side that said it was probably gross. You know,
yeah.
We were talking about how sharks take a taste of us, and they're like, yuck. You know, so I believe sharks because they be eating everything. But apparently, pigs eat us, but they eat everything.
They eat everything. Pigs eat shit too. So,
yeah.
It feels like if I was on that plane, I think the weirdest sensation, you know, like. In that Alive, that movie Alive, where they're on a plane.
The soccer Imagine students.
You, yeah, and then they had to like eat each other or whatever. Like, imagine you taste your friend and he tastes good. You know what I mean? Like your old teammate. You're like,
In a survival situation?
Richie's so tasty. Why'd they do that to me?
The worst part is, like, unless you're like a cannibal or a serial killer, if you have to eat a person out of survival, there's no chance of it being good. You don't really give human a fair chance at like seasoning, slow cooking. You don't have the tools, you know?
That's true.
So if it was if there was a survival situation and you had a cow, it would probably be disgusting because you don't have the tools to make it a steak. So I don't know. I feel like we haven't tasted the best version of human yet, you know?
I will say this though.
We ain't got no olive oil.
Even in the survival situation, if we got condiments, I can make it work.
What do you think would work with it?
Oh, nigga, if they had a Heinz barbecue pack sauce?
You think barbecue? Well, Malcolm, you probably taste sweaty now. You got to clean the...
Malcolm would need hot sauce. He's the type of nigga you can't do barbecue sauce. He needs something with a little more tang and zest to it.
I bet some brown sugar, right? Brown sugar.
No.
Salt, pepper.
For some reason, when I look at you, I picture like Newport smoke and Benson and Hedges ash. So I feel like you would definitely need barbecue sauce to like kind of moisten and also like sweet, you know. But I feel like the hot sauce would be the best thing. Because I look at you and I think it tastes similar to like chitlins. Taste and the smell similar to like chitlins. Damn. And like people don't eat chitlins without hot sauce. Which brings me to believe that chitlins are nasty. Because if you have to drown it in hot sauce, then you just like the taste of hot sauce. You don't actually like chitlins. And for some reason, none in particular, definitely not your look, you remind me of like chitlins. So.
That's the worst thing you could have been compared to.
To hear if there's anyone here who tastes like chitlins. It is. By far you.
You know what I'm basing it off of? I'm basing it off of the contrast of our hair, right? Like, mine's is bushy, but yours looks like stalky. Kind of like chalky, almost, if you will. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Like mine, you know, is full, doesn't really lay down, but yours just goes in every direction. Yours is like a highway with infinity lanes. Like everybody's just doing their own thing and going their own place. And I feel like that's a telltale sign of bad taste in human.
I bet you simmer well in your own fats and juices.
like a duck, just like a duck.
You look like you cook well on simmer.
Slow cook in a slow cooker.
I feel like Pat would burn fast. I feel like he has gentle skin. Like you gotta keep kind of constantly lifting.
I feel like if I ate Pat, I'd be hungry again in 12 minutes.
I feel like I would taste like restaurant chicken strips, you know, something funny, like ranch sauce with me.
I get egg roll from Pat.
Yeah.
I get something like, oh, this is cool, but I'm not really full. You know what I'm saying? Also, we don't have to do this again.
I'm an appetizer.
You know how annoyed I'd be if I ate my friend and still was hungry?
Right? Soldier's goal and still like...
You got to go back for seconds on the same nigga. You be like, oh, this nigga.
You be like, hey, is there any niggas left? I just finished one. Any niggas left?
Anybody new die? Everybody still alive?
Well, that's being kidnapped with a group full of people. They come in and pick who's gonna be eating that day, and they base it off of your color, like how close you are to the meat that they want, that animal that they want.
Or it's based off looks.
I'm going off thickness. Yeah, I'm going off thickness. Because my favorite part is taking the fatty part. So I need a thick.
But you ever look at a big person and you're like, you didn't get this big eating good food. Like, it doesn't seem like you have the personality. Hold on, bro. No, serious. Like, there's like a different types of fat people. One is just like, oh, I know she could cook, or he's like around a lot of good food. And then there's like the fat that's like, you probably eat like Mountain Dew and like, I don't know. Like, it's like, I wouldn't eat that person, you know?
That is true.
Like,
that
who's a celebrity who's big and looks delicious?
I'm not going to commit to suicide, show. Right?
Didn't even have to think about it.
If you gave me 200 people to name, I would. Shannon Sharp would not make it appear.
Like he tastes like one big gristle. Like he would just be like one big chicken liver.
I need to eat somebody that used to work out. You know what I mean? Hey, I don't want him too muscular. I need to be like sitting on the bench. You know, the proper blend.
How we spent seven minutes on cannibalism? This don't even make sense that like we are able to do this. It's always a good time with you guys. I will say that, but this makes no sense.
I would like to also just throw this on the table. I think of every human being walking around, and this is probably not a compliment, I think Jill Scott probably tastes the best out of every human living right now. Jill Scott is, I know this is not a compliment. This is probably just weird out of context, period, but she is probably absolutely delicious.
I would counter with Oprah Winfrey because Hold on, hear me out. I feel like Oprah has been alive longer than Jill, so she got to taste food when it was cooked in a real MSG, right? And then she tightened up, got the light together, right? Sweated all the bad shit out, left all the good shit in, right? You cook Oprah, it's like opening up a 50-year-old bottle of wine, some expensive shit. Like it's gonna be a delicacy and some delight.
But Jill is like Wagyu, even more suspect, but also like some soul in it, you know? Ain't no way she don't, I mean, not literal soul, but this is a...
What does Lil Wayne taste like? What y'all think of Lil Wayne?
You know, like when you open a bag of chips that's expired and you like eat the first one and you're like, oh shit.
Lil Wayne would taste like the worst flavor of rap snacks. Like whatever the least selling flavor of rap snacks is, well, a little vinegar. You got to throw a little extra vinegar on top. That's Wayne right there.
Wayne tastes like water in an ashtray.
Yeah. What food can you eat that you kind of get drunk from? Is there any food out there that can get you drunk, do you think?
There's drunken shrimp or something like that. Or
is there a fruit that has like a high alcohol? Or I feel like there's got to be something. I feel like that would be Wayne. Like no matter how long he had passed away, you cook him, you still gonna get a little drunk or a little high off of you, whatever part of him. Because you gotta think about Wayne. He started hanging with Baby now, and he was like 11. Hey, so he's probably been smoking since then. He's a year or two older than me, and then he had that lean stint.
Yeah, which he still are.
It could be. I don't know. I don't hang with him on a day to day.
This be them clips that have them comments that like, who gave these niggas podcast money? That's why niggas don't need podcast money.
Here's the crazy part. Out of all the time we spend on this right here, not one of us has said one white person would taste good. And I think that says a lot.
No, I agree.
And I think that says a lot.
Greg Luganis.
Who?
I don't think I would eat any white people.
No, I don't think I would.
They don't wash their legs.
Yeah. It'd be like eating a dirty stalk of celery. I feel like most of them would be like a dirty stalk of celery. And they'd be like, oh, but I'm organic. Like, yeah, bitch, you still got dirt in between your toes.
I'm sticking with Jill Scott.
I feel weird that I'm the only one that picked a nigga to eat.
You should.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. You
crazy pull.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp would be, he'd be gamey. You know, you know how they'd be like, that's very gamey.
It's like venison or like deer or bison. It'll be like that for sure.
Bison.
You taste like bison.
So here's the next story.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Guys, let's talk about confidence in the bedroom. Sometimes it's not just physical. Sometimes it's your mind doing too much or the pressure showing up. And that is where Blue Chew Gold comes in. Now, Blue Chew Gold is designed to support arousal, desire, and physical performance in one tablet. The formula combines four ingredients into one solution. Two ingredients support physical performance, and two support arousal and desire in the brain. So the goal is not just being physically ready. It's about feeling connected, turned on, and actually in the moment. Now, nobody wants to be in their own head when they're supposed to be in the moment. So having a simple way to explore your options makes sense. And the process is simple. You can go to BlueChew.com, learn more, and see what options may be right for you. There's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third month free with our promo code DIYS. That's promo code DIYS. You will also receive an additional 10% off plus free overnight shipping on your first order. So visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod and the bedroom.
Police arrested a 99-year-old woman to fulfill her bucket list.
Yeah.
It was on her bucket list to be arrested at least once, and they went ahead and did that. So in 2017, police arrested a 99-year-old woman. So she crossed it off her bucket list. She wanted to know what it felt like to be arrested and spend a few moments inside of a police cell, despite never having committed a crime
that we know
Annie
of.
Up in a police car that we know of. Picked Annie up in a police car, gently placed her in the handcuffs because the bitch was 1,000. And let her experience a brief stay in the holding cell, leaving her smiling from ear to ear. Officers explained that civilians are normally not allowed in the cell area, but they felt her homeless bucket list wish deserved a special exception. Now, here's the crazy part. What if we found out Annie had 49 fucking bodies in her bag?
That's what I was thinking.
You know what I mean? Like, and she did this just to taunt them, because she's going to leave a manifesto after she dies on her own terms. And we find out this. I just want to see the yolk on their fucking faces.
That's the best case scenario for this. I mean, the most interesting. Because I just feel like she was... First of all, this is the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life. But I feel like that is true. Like, if you were a serial killer and you were just like, you got away with it and you were like years, maybe less to your death, you're just like, damn, this is what it would have been like if these niggas caught me. You know, you're kind of like, huh, this is what I avoided, huh? And that's why she was smiling, like, damn, this sucks. And they're just like, oh, what a cute old woman.
To your point, when I heard the story, there's no part of me that didn't think she was white. Like, the entire
bro, there is no way that anybody black is ever going to have hanging with police willingly to be arrested on their bucket list.
Because you know they ain't willingly? Letting us out.
Willingly.
Come on. Forgot to teach them all, my bad.
Tap, tap, no get outs. No trade backs.
They lock it. No take backsies.
This is our bucket list too.
Yeah. Every one of my bucket lists is to wrongfully arrest a black man. That's why the service is so high.
This part is our bucket list. Dumbass. Nigga, ask to be in here.
Ask for it.
Nigga, ask
chat, look at this dumbass nigga right here, chat.
You didn't even do anything.
Hey, can we talk about this real quick, man? Because I feel like this, and I don't know if anybody else feels like this. I really want to gauge you guys, but also the audience at home. And this could just be me being a black man, being from the Midwest, and just being black in America. But anytime I see an American flag in somebody's yard, hanging off the door, porch, the vehicle, even the decal on the windows. I just, especially if that decal is on a pickup truck or in that house, if they own a pickup truck, I automatically assume you're a racist. I feel like that American flag has become more synonymous with racism and all the things associated with that than it does with the sovereignty of loving our country.
Sure.
Like, I don't see anything being patriotic about it right now and it being completely racist. Anytime. I don't care. I don't care who it is. I don't care where I'm at. I could be in the blackest city in America. I could be in Atlanta. If it's a white man driving or a white woman driving a truck and they got that decal or they got a flag on it, I'm like, immediately racist. Am I the only one?
No, not at all. It's not flown with the same swag as other countries. Like, you see, like, Dominicans over here, or I don't know, like, Nigerians over here, they're just like, my country flag. But the way these people do it, it's like they're going out of their way to make a message. It's like a huge one on their house, or just like a huge, and it's just like, you know what I mean. Like, I want that America is what I'm talking about. Not just like red, white, and blue. It's like, no, I want that America.
It's at this dealership in Dallas, Texas. You see it from the highway. And this bitch got to be big as this living room that I'm in, right? And it's on this big ass flagpole. And it's just waving, right? And when I'm like, everybody that work at that dealership has said the hard R. That's part of the application. It's got to be. The flag that like, big, you gotta bleed racism.
I feel like
there was you cut yourself and nigga just out of your blood. Like
there was a brief break, I think, when Obama was president, where it felt like, oh, maybe the American flag is for everybody, you know. And then it was like, no.
I will say that when veterans do it and people in the army do it, it is different.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they're like, I am fighting for this. And sometimes they can be racist too. But I don't think that's why they're saying it. But there's especially since the Blue Lives Matter. Like
if it's
some
a blue
reason,
line, then I'll remain no.
Well, but that but the fact that they chose the American flag to even get that across was just
this is more proof. Anytime it's Blue Lives Matter,
it's crazy that they use the American flag to combat Black Lives Matter. I mean, I think that's sort of an inherent evil of racism. They're like, oh, we meant racism. Jeez.
It's crazy that they felt they had to combat the fact that we said we matter. That was there was like disses, like responses to that. We were just like, hey, we matter. And they're like, we all matter. Okay. Police.
They came back. We said Black Lives Matter. They came back with, first off, fuck your bitch and the click you can. White side be
decided. Like, why did that bother anybody? Why did that bother anybody? We weren't even saying, like, fuck y'all, it's black over here. It was just like, hey guys. Could just stop.
It's a flag back.
It's like, damn. All right.
Man, hey, man. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one. Y'all put in the comments too how y'all feel about it, because I just know I can't be the only one. And I haven't made a video about it, but I'm going to. I just got to figure out the right way to approach it. But I can't be. It's. I think one of the hardest things about being black in America is not being able to let your guard down 90% of the time. You know what I mean? Like, in certain neighborhoods, even amongst ourselves, that we can't let our guard down in. And then the rest of the world, not even just America, the rest of the world, we still got to walk around kind of like, fuck for they go on. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of places that we can just exist and like let out a deep exhale, and not like a sigh of relief, but just like, man, life, right? And I don't know, like that shit. I've really been ruminating on it lately. It's just like, damn, this is like black. It's lit being black, but it's also like it's dangerous. It's scary.
Full time job.
Full time. No days off. No days off, bro.
To hear just discovered racism.
He's like, you know what's crazy?
I've been
feeling that. Different. Y'all been feeling different a little bit?
They thought I was mulatto for years. They thought
you ever be in different environments and get treated differently?
Different environments.
Like, but based on skin color. I feel like I'm like, hey, put in the comments if you ever
Oh, would you look at the time? It's time for us to go.
Hey, just in the comments if you ever felt racism, just go ahead and put that in the chat.
I'm gonna do this last story. You're gonna get up out of here because we got somebody else waiting that's way more respectful than Mayor Malcolm. Yellowstone.
Malcolm.
Sorry. I was doing good up until the very end. You see that? That's how I know. That's how I know the world is against me. So I was doing good to the very end.
Fellas, summer is here. And you know what that means? Festival season, beach trips, pool parties, weddings. This is the time of the year where the fit actually matters. And when you're not hiding under hoodies and jackets, the details stand out. A clean chain, a bracelet, a pendant, or a nice watch can take the basic outfits and make them complete without even trying. And that is why we're rocking GLD, okay? Now, what I like about these pieces is just the details. The weight is solid. It just feels clean. It looks great in person. And it's comfortable enough to wear every single day. Now, GLD gives you that elevated look without draining your wallet. The value is strong for the quality that you're getting. They use real gold, every stone is hand set, and the craftsmanship is on another level. You can see the difference immediately, and when you hold it, you can feel it. They have chains, pendants, bracelets, and a great selection of watches. Now, whether you keep it simple or you like a little shine, they have a piece that fits your style. GOD also has had official collabs with the NFL, the NBA, the WNBA, the MLB, the NCAA, the NHL, MLS, and DC Comics, just to name a few, okay? And also, every single piece is guaranteed for life. This is the instant upgrade that your summer fits deserve. So for a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use our code DIYS to get 40% off at GLD.com. That's 40% off with code DIYS at GLD.com. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that our show sent you. It's time to lock in and upgrade your style this summer with GLD.
Yellowstone Bison launches grandfather into the air.
Oh my God, that photo is crazy.
I saw this. It is, and only because he survived, okay. There's nothing funnier than old people getting hurt, and especially in weird
like this?
Ways. Yeah, that's
cartoony. That's... like, look at that photo. That's it looks like this.
Yo, he tried to hit switcheroo. He tried to like
that shit is scary. That's a big ass bison.
That hezzy that he tried to do did not work.
He did use the trees. He was weaving the trees.
Look, here's the thing. That outfit says I've been around bison.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he got caught up like that.
Throw it in like the photos, no photos.
I said no pictures.
Wow, he probably didn't get that hurt too.
What if it was more minute than that? What if it was like I don't like suspenders? What if that bison was like anybody wears suspenders around me is getting that shit?
I've never seen a bison attack somebody. That's crazy.
I've never seen a bison attack.
And he was old. He was But I mean, he was
weird. He landed on his beard and he was fine. So
he seemed like he landed good, but he says he was cracking jokes through the pain. So yeah, this is gonna be fully hilarious.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. All right, well, Malcolm, man, before we get up out of here, man, anything? First of all, thank you for coming through, bro. Always appreciate you. Always a good time. Always a good laugh, man. We talked about everything from DreamCon to cannibalism, man, and racism.
Mostly cannibalism.
Never a dull moment with you, man. I want to let you know that we've never talked about cannibalism like that before. So it's definitely you.
Okay. All right.
I talked about cannibalism today.
Yeah.
Good. Guys, now that we got cannibalism out the way, watch Average Joe August 19th on Paramount Plus. You always say I never do anything. I never do anything.
I'm proud of you.
Watch my TV show August 19th.
Thank you. It's about time you start doing. Yo,
I don't wear a tie on the show. That's the sad part.
Damn, that's hella funny.
I love how they worked your broke foot into the actual script. That was great too.
Dude, I was very nervous. I thought I was going to lose my job. So I like how they worked it in as well. But I'm friends with the director and he was making fun of me because I was telling the group, I was like, you know, they were asking, they were like, hey, I tore my Achilles heel. They were like, are you good? Can you like jump for things? So I'm at home hurt, just like sending them videos of me jumping off my couch, like, see? And the director told me, he was like, he said it yesterday. He was like, yeah, the videos looked horrible. But
that's what you get for doing fucking karate in your backyard. Okay.
I was boxing.
Well, listen, man, you guys heard it here. Make sure you catch Average Joe. It's coming on Paramount. Make sure you follow Malcolm on Instagram at Verbal Be Rapping. Okay.
Yeah, to hear him.
You know what I'm saying? And all right, relax, nigga. I got a couple more dates coming up for the rest of the year. I'm going to be in DC later this month. I'm going to be in DC in August. I'm also going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina. Doing Dallas on August 12th. So not actually Dallas, but Plano, but Dallas and surrounding area. Y'all pull on up. It's gonna be. I got like 6-7 dates left, so you come pull up on me, man. It's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good ass time. Pat, you got anything coming up?
Yes, sir. We got We Trippin' Greece series is out. Porto Rafti and Athens is out. Santorini and Mykonos is coming soon. Other than that, Era, my new roasting show, is dropping this September. So get ready for that. We're about to start rolling that out. And Planet Sandwich is live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. So pull up on me.
Malcolm and friends are going to be also at San Diego Comic Con, guys. So remember to check that out because he does a horrible job promoting.
Thursday, 12:30, Room 6A, Malcolm and Friends is going to have Ahmed Best. It's going to have Carl Jones from Boondocks. It's going to have D'Ara Kilpatrick. It's going to have Tracy Toms and Seth Green.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm glad you remembered that. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you watching. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Peace, guys.
Bye, guys.
Take a walk around my new house.
Internet, you scary. Whole world watching, yeah, everybody staring. Tap in, tune in, yeah, you know we ready. Damn Internet, it's getting scary.